have 2 seconds and only 2 seconds to win. This is 2 Second Trivia.
It is time for 2 Second Trivia and your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Hero celebrating their 60th anniversary with a Waffle Doodle celebration. Right now, get any Waffle Doodle for only $4.25. Try the Chicken and Bacon, Nashville Hot, or BLTE. Try them all, why don't you? In store. You can order in store or online at MrHero.com. They have one in the borough. It's delightful, Tone. Tone, you think they're ready to play 2 Second Trivia?
Oh, I think so.
It's America's favorite game. You guys all know the rules. You have to get 2 questions right within 2 seconds each. It can be about sports. It's mostly about the show, so I hope you were hanging on our every word or you shall be lost. Even when I was very, very flustered a segment ago with what people were saying and taking things I was saying out of context. Our first stop is John in Walton Hills, home of the Normandy Invaders, if I'm not mistaken. John, good morning.
Morning, boys.
John, are you ready?
Robin Doodle.
Lima, take it away.
Who leads the Guardians in home runs with 10?
Kyle Manzardo.
Ladies and gentlemen, John is in the barn. John, are you ready for your chance to win a 4-pack of Mr. Hero combo meals?
Yes, sir.
Tone, take it away.
This one from Mitch. Which Kardashian family member is Timothy Chalamet dating?
Shohei Ohtani.
He can do it all.
Can he? Paul in Cleveland, home of the East Tech Scarabs. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Hey.
Lima, take it away.
Which pitcher famously mouthed wow after giving up a crushed home run at Jacobs Field to Manny Ramirez in 1995?
Shoot, I don't know.
Here you go. Thank you.
As heard earlier on the show, not what we dumped, but the question.
Yeah.
If you're on the phone, you heard.
Yeah, you heard.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's why you got to get in.
That's why you got to get into the fan. Bob in Lyndhurst, home of the Brush Arcs. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Lima, take it away.
Jose Ramirez extended his career best hitting streak yesterday to how many games?
20 games.
Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bob is in the barn. Are you ready, Bob, for your chance to eat some Mr. Hero?
I am always ready for Mr. Hero.
Lima.
Take it away. As heard earlier on the show, Timothy Chalamet got an Oscar nomination for playing which musician?
So close, but yet so very far, he could smell the Roman Burgers tone.
I saw that movie.
We move on to Patrick in Cleveland, home of the Rhodes Rams and the alma mater of Drew Carey. Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
Lima, take it away.
What round was Shedeur Sanders drafted in by the Cleveland Browns?
Fifth round.
Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick is in the barn. Patrick, are you ready for your chance to eat some Mr. Hero?
I can taste the waffle doodles now.
Yes.
Outstanding, Lima. Take it a little bit.
Which NFL owner passed away in the past week at the age of 65?
Jim Irsay.
Got it!
Ladies and gentlemen, as Owen would say, it's earsay, hearsay. He is the winner, Patrick in Cleveland. You are eating Mr. Hero 4 times over. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
All right, I'm going to put Patrick on hold, and I have to say it out loud because if I don't, then I'm not going to hit hold. I'm going to hit drop, and that's going to be the end of that. I have to make sure Patrick wins his prize because he earned his prize. Mr. Hero celebrating their 60th anniversary with a Waffle Doodle celebration right now. Get any Waffle Doodle for only $4.25. Try the Chicken and Bacon, Nashville Hot, and BLTE. Order in-store and order online at MrHero.com. Do you think my son and your son will have the same situation you and I do?
What do you mean?
Where you stick your arm up my ass and operate me as a puppet. You think
where did this come from?
You think that's how that goes?
Where in the world did
because,
this come
because
from?
Because every morning I tell
apparently I'm the bad boy.
Every morning I come in here And I tell myself he ain't going to do it today. And I tell myself that Keith ain't going to do it today. And then every morning I end up being, well, most mornings I end up being wrong. Some mornings we get along very cordially and people seem to not like that. But in a lot of mornings I end up being wrong.
We are getting plenty of reaction on social media from what I am calling the best segment in the history of this radio show. If you have the Odyssey app and you haven't gone on that rewind function, it's a big, beautiful rewind function. You should check it out. Robert Nero, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, I'm glad the Browns haven't wasted the Hall of Fame talent of Joe Thomas and Myles Garrett.
Because
the NFL makes everything equal and gives fans hope.
No, see, that's the thing. I'm going to find Robert and find his ass online and tweet that at him because that's a criticism of the Browns. My criticism is about Major League Baseball. Yeah, that does seem pretty nuts, doesn't it?
And that's why you don't want to miss a moment from earlier in our show or any of the local shows. On 92.3 The Fan, click the rewind function on the Odyssey app brought to you by Montrose Ford. Choose, click, cruise at MontroseFordAkron.com to listen back to any of our segments from the past 72 hours. By the way, speaking of the app, we have big, big time press conferences. Your first chance to hear from Joe Flacco today. Kenny Pickett, I believe, is going to talk as well.
Sometime around 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock with OTAs day two there in Berea.
Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, yes, the coach of the Browns. We'll be talking. Do you think he'll give a depth chart? Kenny, will he say where Shedeur Sanders is on the quarterback depth chart? He's going to be asked every single day.
No.
I don't think so either.
Poor Dolans. I'm just distracted, upset. Joe Vardon going to join us at 9 o'clock today. The hell were you? Oh, did you hear what John Fanta said yesterday?
No.
You're going to hear that at 8:20. I love John. John joins the guys in the afternoon every week. I heard what he said and almost zigged right off the road.
That's why you got to zag.
And by the way, my son faced his first jeering because he was my son yesterday. At
good.
Someone yelled that he was my son. Strike him out.
The pressure's only going to increase.
It wasn't an adult. It was one of the kids. So I assume that one of the dads told him to say that.
Oh, yeah. So not only do you have to drive 55 minutes to your local not travel ball.
This is not travel ball, even though we've traveled more than we ever have in my entire life.
Indiana Jones on the map is going further during travel ball.
I gotta go.
Then he has some of his excursions.
Our last regular season game is Perry by the Lake. I'm about to get a hotel up there.
Oh my God.
I texted you. It was 9:17. And I was saying, Sarah's checking. She says this is unbelievable.
She looked up the Streetsboro School District to make sure that your kids didn't have school today.
We have school.
And you do have school.
They have school. Yep. There you go. You will do this someday. And you say, well, not for baseball. No, you'll be playing basketball at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, come on.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
You'll be at practice at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you will.
And that's when you're like, what the hell are we doing here?
Hmm?
And then you'll second think that and go, why hasn't he fixed his crossover yet?
Boom. Because while you're there, you're not going to have your time wasted. So Money Mace better be ready, which he kind of already has. Like, he kind of looks like Boom Boom Mancini. With how you guys keep his hair, you guys keep it like back, he kind of looks like Boom Boom.